all. Welcome back to the program. Now, the Board of Health came in here and shut us down for a while. We're back, though. The Houston Zoo, great to have them in here with all those animals.
Yeah, Shane was such a good sport. I feel a little bad that maybe I freaked him out more because he would just see my reaction. But yeah. He's an outdoorsy guy. I mean, this
now,
is like
your body language was kind of like this. Is that bad?
I know. When I'm like hugging myself, yeah, no.
I mean, you're little furry animals.
It was nowhere near me. I'm a little scared of
that anteater looked really bizarre.
The claws?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Looked like he could rush the passer a little bit. You never know. No. All right. It's holiday season. People need to work out.
Yeah. After all that tensing up, I need to stretch out. And we asked Craig Fitzgerald about stretching on this week's Fitz Tips.
Fitz Tips is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60.
Coach, there's a lot of different opinions on stretching. Some people say stretch before workout and after workout. Other people say only stretch after workout. Is it true that if you stretch cold muscles, you're more susceptible to injury?
Stretch as much as you can, and stretching is always better after a blood circulation and blood temperature upkeep. So if you can warm up first and then stretch, that's the best way to do it. For our guys, we'll have them do either a dynamic warm-up or core drills in the weight room where we'll do abs and leg raises and things like that, and then they'll feel better about stretching then when the blood temperature is up.
Start your day with a healthy breakfast, including low-fat and fat-free dairy.
You know what's funny about stretching? This is true. The previous coaching regime here, they never stretched out before the game, you know, when you see the team stretching exercises. This team does that.
They do it as a group. I think they did it, but it was a little bit different. But I like it when they all go out on the field and they do their warm-ups together and they stretch together. I don't know. There's something about it that seems very pre-game-ish. It really gets you in the mood for the game.
You know what else is fun to do together? Play fantasy football, but most of you are out of it. You know who's not? Vanderkid. He's in the championship game this weekend. I'm so proud of the little guy. Not that I helped at all. No, John Harris might have helped. Let's take a look.
Welcome to FanDuel Formula, everybody. It's fantasy football playoff or maybe even Super Bowl time. And I got some waiver wire pickups with some good value plays for you. Let's start in Kansas City with Sharkhandrick West, running back that's replaced Jamaal Charles against Cleveland's run defense. This is really good value at $6,700. Sharkhandrick, even if you can't say it, pick him up. He'll be great value for you. Now let's go to Detroit. Wide receiver, Golden Tate. Yeah, I've given you Golden Tate a couple of times this year. Maybe it didn't pan out, but against San Francisco, in the dome, up at Ford Field, I like Golden Tate at $6,700. And how about a tight end? I don't go tight ends a lot. Austin Seferian Jenkins. Tampa Bay returns home to face Chicago. Chicago gives up a lot of points. Austin Seferian Jenkins had a touchdown last weekend against the Rams. He could get you one or maybe two this week against the Chicago Bears at home. They're your FanDuel Formula value plays of the week.
So good luck to everyone in the fantasy playoffs or play FanDuel, whatever you want to do.
Especially Vanderkid.
Yes, of course. Speaking of playoffs,
yes. There are a lot of scenarios that could happen this weekend. A few of them involve the Texans clinching. And Mark has been carrying this little bitty piece of paper around. If we could show it, it's this, what is it, 3x4?
Don't look. That's secret.
With
it's
all
secret.
The different scenarios that the Texans need. So there's so many of them, and it's so complicated. What, you keep forgetting? So you had to write them down?
It's kind of complex. Well, I needed to know, for my purposes, since I do the radio call, can they clinch while I'm on the air? Not that it's about me.
But
I need to know if I have that dramatic, you know, Texans clinch a post. You know, and look, I'm not putting the cart ahead of the horse.
And the odds of that are pretty low.
If the Texans win and the Colts lose,
then you can call the game.
But if they both win or both lose, they can still do it. They can still do it. But a lot of things have to happen, okay? Mercury has to turn on its axis a certain way. I don't know. Different things have to happen.
Listen, are we going to be on the plane and you're going to pretend to call the Texans getting the playoffs if that happens because you're just dying to make this call?
You know what happened when they clinched in 2011 when they beat Cincinnati?
Yeah, it happened right after our game ended.
Right. I had to wait for the Saints to finish off the Titans, and I called it during the postgame show. And I was actually doing play-by-play off the TV screen. So this could actually happen this weekend. Now, look, again, Bill O'Brien, don't watch this. I'm just hoping they find a way to get it done this week. And
I hope
very
for your
cool.
sake it can be, you know, in the early game.
Yes.
You have that moment.
Right.
Like, I want that moment for you. Like, just like the moment at Indy, I want this for you.
Yes, yes. Somebody takes a knee and it's over and it's a beautiful thing. It's great. But this is going to be fun. Now, Fan Appreciation Day next week, no matter what, at NRG Stadium, and the Texans take on the Jags. Looking forward to that. Thanks to Shane Leckler for being on the Houston Zoo. Everybody for taking part in Texans Late Night tonight. Have a great night. Go Texans!